I wonder what you know about bats. Sometimes, just when it's getting dark, I see bats flitting and flying around my garden, but I don't really know much about them. I don't know what they like to eat or where they like to live. I've got Paul here with me today from Argus Ecology. Paul sometimes has a very special job to do. He takes his binoculars and microphone and goes out looking for bats. And when he finds them, he counts them, records the sounds they make, and finds out what type of bat they are. Because like all animals, you can find lots of different types or species of bat in our country. Paul's here today to answer some of our questions about bats. So if you listen carefully, you can become a bat expert too. Thank you, Paul, for coming along today to talk to us about bats. And we've got some questions here, and hopefully at the end of it, everybody will know a little bit more about these beautiful creatures. First of all, I think, can you tell us about the different types of bats that we will be able to see in our gardens or parks or countryside?
Yes, there's about 17 different types of bat in England, and most of these are quite rare, but we do see common pipistrelles, which are the tiniest bats, pretty much every night in the summer, flying around. And if you're lucky, you can get one or two other types, such as brown long-eared bats, and the biggest ones, which tend to fly very high, and they look a bit like birds at dusk. Those are called noctules.
So the little bats I see in my garden are probably the pipistrelle bats.
They're probably pipistrelles, right. Yes.
Oh, I'll know that next time I see them. Right. So what's the best time to see bats?
Well, the best time to see bats is just when it's starting to get dark, when the sun's going down at dusk. You can also, if you fancy getting up that early and your mum and dad don't mind, you can see them at dawn because they go back to the places where they spend the day at dawn, having been fed all night.
Well, that brings me to my next question is, well, where do bats live?
They used to live almost all the time in caves and in trees, but we've chopped down a lot of trees, so bats have actually moved into our houses. So most bats that we see tend to live in people's houses. But you can get in caves and in cave systems lots of bats. And we have some specialist bats that live pretty much all the time in trees.